Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk, Pat, about what's happening in Israel, because they just brokered this last ceasefire. Up to this point, there was 11 ceasefires that Hamas broke.
Wow.
But they just brokered this last one, and it seems like this one is going to stick around here for a little while. But basically, the prime minister, within 24 hours of this, addressed the nation of Israel, wanted to give them a perspective as to what's happening and why. We have this live report. Just want to bring you briefly. Want to share that with you now.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country achieved a great military and political victory over Hamas in the latest round of fighting in the Gaza Strip. But the Egyptian ceasefire proposal that went into effect Tuesday is sparking concern. A report in the London Telegraph says more than half of Israel's cabinet members oppose the deal and are furious that the prime minister did not consult them on it. It also appears the majority of the Israeli public is skeptical. A new poll published in the left-leaning Haaretz newspaper shows that 54% of Israelis believe there was no clear winner after this summer's war.
Amazing. Here you have it. Ceasefire. And what they want to make sure, says one of the things that was being reported is that as to whether the quiet will last, it's too early to tell, he said. This is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. But Israel is prepared for all possibilities and will respond more harshly than ever to even a drizzle of rockets. And one of the things that, listen, another commander said, we basically took care of them, a general rather, and he says, we won't be hearing from them. We've decimated their ability to come back at us with that type of force. But understand that one of the things that can happen is protective edge operations lasted nearly about 50 days or so, 50 plus days. And one of the things that we can get sidetracked in all of this is just to kind of forget and think it's all over. But we want you to remember to keep praying for Israel. Mm-hmm. We are in the middle of 18 months of the four blood moon season.
That's right.
And it always starts in tragedy for Israel and it ends in joy. And I just feel in my spirit that this is not done. This is a temporary pause. And one of the reasons that I believe that is because of a dream that the Lord gave me just a few days after Protective Edge started. And in that dream, I was with several people, some people from the team here, actually, and we were in a room where breaking news was just coming out, and someone shared a headline that read, "Breaking news, bomb on bus in Israel, 600 people dead." Now, understand that... This is a dream that was given to me. Understand that Protective Edge started with three young men that were kidnapped and killed and thrown on the side of the road. Understand that this prophetic fulfillment happened. 600 people die in a bus bomb. This is will be horrific. So we do want to pray against that it doesn't happen. But understand that there are some trying days ahead for Israel, and this could be a calm before a bigger storm. There are people that continually want to wipe Israel out, and ISIS is still on the move. You have Hezbollah in the north and in Lebanon, and Syria can go either way. I mean, right now, they're still trying to develop strategies, the president is, and how they're going to deal with some of the stuff that's happening in the Middle East. Everything's on the table, it appears, and so they're still trying to, you know, they have some strategies for some things, and still need strategies for other things. And we just need to pray. This is a serious, serious thing. And just the other night, Steve, in a dream, I hear the words Boko Haram. And that's happened twice this week. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about all of that is that if you remember, Boko Haram is a terrorist organization in Nigeria that kidnapped 200 Christian girls. There was a big campaign that you saw people on social media putting a little sign, even, you know, members of the government were saying, you know, free the girls. The girls are not free. Mm-hmm. They're not free. They haven't been found. Last reports are that drones have been going all over North Africa and Nigeria, which is part of, I believe, the Arab League there. And still no girls. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting in all of that, because they want a caliphate too. In Nigeria. They want a caliphate too. This is Boko Haram and those jihadists. And they are all about maiming, hurting, raping, killing. I mean, it's horrific. It's demonic. And they want a caliphate. They want a caliphate. When we get back from a break, we're going to talk more about this gentleman, Dr. Stephen Davis, who is a Christian, who he calls himself an amateur peacemaker. Right from the very beginning, this man went over to Nigeria to try to communicate with these terrorists to save some of the girls. And it's going to be interesting to hear what happened and what he was able to do for a few of the girls there. You don't want to miss it. And we're talking about Boko Haram, this terrorist organization that's waging jihad in Nigeria. A lot of Christians in Nigeria and Africa, part of the Arab League there. And last time we heard a lot about Boko Haram is when they've kidnapped 200 schoolgirls. Mm-hmm. And reports are they've sold some of them as sex slaves. They're missing. Nobody knows where they're at. The United States is flying drones over them. There was a big campaign to rescue mm-hmm. these girls with signs and free the girls. Where are they? Well, we need to find them, and we can't forget about them. But there was a gentleman by the name of Dr. Stephen Davis from Australia. The Sydney Morning Herald is reporting about this man. In fact, we have a picture of him. He was actually on his own, went on a solo mission. He calls himself an amateur peacemaker is what he calls himself. And he went over himself. Look at that. He's surrounded by Boko Haram soldiers, militants with all kind of machine guns and bullets, and these guys are not covered. They don't mind showing their faces.
Right.
But anyhow, he went over there to try to negotiate some of these girls' release. He's done a lot of things. He's a devout Christian. The article speaks about him. But he actually served two presidents in Nigeria and actually negotiated before with terrorists on behalf of the government. So he does have some experience in this. In a nutshell, what happened is that he was actually able to communicate with these terrorists, and four of the girls were able to get out and escape. They were able to free four of the girls. But then again, because of political infighting and some of the things that happened, believe it or not, they couldn't finish this whole thing. I mean, it's just like, so the girls, most of the girls are still held captive.
Wow.
But what was interesting about all of this, and I want to make sure that it's related for you so that you can unpack and dig deeper and read for yourself. What's interesting about that is what he said that I thought was remarkably interesting, because I don't believe that this was over. As I was praying about Boko Haram and what it meant and why God was showing that to me, is that I truly believe that we're going to see ISIS and more attacks from different jihadists and terrorist organizations come against Israel. And what he talks about, which I thought was interesting, says when Boko Haram links up with ISIL, which ISIL, and there's an interaction between the two, and with terrorist groups, Al-Shabaab, that triangle is going to be a new home for terrorism like the world has not seen. And I think what's going to happen, and we'll just have to pray and see how it all unfolds, but they're going to be divided amongst themselves, of course, in the beginning, because they all want a caliphate. They all want to be the leader of this caliphate. They all want a caliphate. So it's going to be division. But as always, what's going to unify enemies is going to be their hatred towards Israel.
Right.
And they're going to be unified, and you're going to see a multi-prong attack, if you will. I mean, Nigeria is in North Africa, below Egypt, very close to Israel. You have Hezbollah from the top, ISIL coming from Syria and Iraq, and that's not to mention Iran, who's eerily silent, you know, friends with Assad Syria.
Did you say Iran?
Yeah.
Okay.
Iran, who is friends with Assad, and it was also reportedly supporting Hamas with all type of, you know, weaponry and things of that nature. So it's time for us to continue to pray. It's time for us to stay alert, to be watchmen on the wall in terms of Israel, and not to waver. I mean, right now it's been pretty popular amongst the church to be able to stand for Israel and to stand on Israel's side. But in the coming months, who knows, days, it's not going to be that encouraging for some. And we want to encourage you to stay and stand and support Israel, pray for Israel, and to do good for them, because there's a blessing for those who bless Israel.
That's right.
And we want to help to protect the apple of God's eye, but we can't forget that there's a curse for those who curse Israel. And mm-hmm. one of the reasons, I mean, those people who are attacking Israel, they're never going to be blessed. They're always going to be live under the curse because they've been cursing and attacking Israel, and it's never going to go well with them unless they repent. Mm-hmm. But we have a chance to continue to keep our attention focused there, and to keep our prayers laser focused there, and support them. You know, they've lost quite a bit of revenue because of tourism. Now it's time, hey, pack up, take a trip, buy something in Israel, but stand with them, make it known to friends and to the whole world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.